the Alex Jones Show final hour. We're going to be taking your calls all hour. I'm going to talk a little bit about internet, too, in the next segment. But before I do any of that, I want to play my original trailer for Fabled Enemies, which comes out to the InfoWar for the InfoWarriors on August 31st over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks, it's like 56 cents a day. It's got every single one of Alex's documentaries. It's got the Loose Change docos. It's got Fabled Enemies coming August 31st. It's got America Freedom to Fascism. It's got a bunch of other great material, including his shows. Get a membership now. Without further ado, the trailer for Fabled Enemies.
The relationship between bin Laden and the CIA was essentially, he was one of the assets, one of the people they could turn to. They wanted something done, they went to bin Laden.
In the early 1980s, bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
Is it not true that the United States government paid $300 million to the bin Laden family for the construction of the military camp?
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to.
Then we have that mysterious suitcase with all of the hijackers' names and all of this incriminating evidence. Why put a Koran? Why put flight manuals? Why put all this incriminating information if it's supposedly going to get burned up?
Let's show you some video that was taken 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil.
And that family that took off, that's a f***ing crime.
I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Remember, 24 hours ago, it was the Bush tax cut, the Bush budget, the Bush economy. You don't hear of any of that tonight. It's America's enemy. America's under attack.
All right, folks, we're back. And again, we're going to be taking callers throughout the hour. So now's the time to call in at 1-800-259-9231. And I want to point this out. A caller brought up internet too, and who knows if what we're doing today and all week here at Infowars.com and the Alex Jones Show is going to be possible when they bring in info or internet too, and they say, well, you have to have a subdomain page, and you got to be under this university or this corporation, and we're going to decide what kind of content is truly approvable. What can we really let people see? And then they're also going to charge you per bandwidth. So that bandwidth right there that you're watching, I mean, that's live streaming video. It's probably a little bit heavier than YouTube. And say you watch that all day or you leave it on loop. They're going to say, oh, look at you being so greedy on the internet. You're already paying a monthly fee, but you went over your bandwidth, so you're going to pay an extra $25 this month. Excuse me? Oh, yeah. They're already testing it here in Beaumont, Texas. Not sure where Beaumont is, but... It was reported, I was on the Alex Jones Show a little over a month ago discussing this very topic. And not only are they going to bring that in, but they've already kind of introduced this as the cool, hip way to, you know, make sure that your information's secure. And they're going to put biometric thumb scanners on your little keyboard or your laptop. And they've already done that with some of the new IBM ThinkPads. Only instead of being in your own little database, it's going to be in a government database. And you will constantly be logged on as yourself, no matter what IP address you're on from any computer in this new Internet too. Constantly tracked and traced beyond anything, you know, you thought was possible before. So Internet too is bad news. We have to make people aware that it even exists. See, they're promoting it as something that's going to be great for content. Lots more 3D content, lots more television, more integrated, Second Life, the new Google Lively. So much to do. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this with your phone call.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th.
But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way that anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live, streaming video for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And I promised callers, so I'm going to take callers. Let's do it up. Your topics, your questions, your comments here on the Alex Jones Show. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, I was calling to respond to what Alex called in earlier, was asking people to help him out with the Michelle McCaulkin.
The Malcolm situation, sure.
Yeah, specifically the website rightpundits.com has the video that he's looking for. It's a front-on view, and basically what happens is two guys come up, and they say, "Hey, Alex, we're from Chicago."
Yeah, and they're wearing the Obama hat and, like, this really fruity hat, right? These
one has
guys.
An Obama hat on, and it's funny because it's like a Black Panther-style beret mm-hmm. with Obama on. It's completely silly. But, you know, they identify themselves. They say, "Hey, we're fans. We're from Chicago." Mm-hmm. And then it's a frontal-on view of them saying what Alex has been accused of saying. And then as Michelle goes away, Alex says, get Michelle, referring to the cameraman, telling him to stay on her.
Yeah,
her.
Obviously.
And so, you know, that's where, if Alex wants that specific frontal video, it's at rightpundits.com on their homepage.
All right, or you can just do a Google search or a YouTube search, and there are tons of different angles. I mean, this was shot by about 20 different cameramen. It's a hell of a confrontation. I'm loving it. All right, so let's jump to John in Texas. John, what's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure thing.
I appreciate Mr. Beckman being on there today. I have an interesting letter out of the Irwin Schiff's Federal Mafia where it's signed by Joseph Batten, Committee on the Judiciary in 1991.
You're talking Biden, right?
Biden, Joseph
yep.
Biden. He states in this letter that all felonies are in Title 18 of the United States Code. However, one exception is that drug offenses are in Crime Control Act, then Title 21. Well, income tax appears in Title 26. Mm-hmm. It's not in Title 18. There's nothing about income tax in Title 18. So, therefore, there cannot be no income tax crimes or felonies.
Well, tell that to Wesley Snipes, who he got off on most of the charges, but they're still trying to make him do 2 to 3 years in federal prison with, you know, these lesser charges. But they're trying to, you know, charge him to the full extent of the law. That's how they do things. They shake you down. They are truly a mafia. Thanks for the call, John.
All right,
let's jump to Norman in North Carolina. Norman, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, I was on briefly yesterday, and I didn't get to plug my band's website. But today, when I heard Alex was under attack, I just wanted to call back and offer some words of support.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Michelle Malkin confrontation, and Alex is the man. He is a peaceful warrior, info warrior, standing up for truth and justice. And he honors life. He keeps every step sacred and would never call for the death of anyone. So to accuse him is to bear false witness, because it's not his character. He would much rather debate in a supine fashion and win on the merits like he always does. And it just upsets me that they're going after him with such fervor. And, you know, I stand with him, you know, in spirit. If I could be there physically, I would. But I'm a working class info warrior, and I'm just doing what I can, you know, in my hometown. And
a lot of us are working class info warriors, and we need more of you, man.
My band has a 9/11 Truth Action music video, and I'm
sure, plug it up.
The website is called www.thedaring.com. The spelling on that is thedaring.com. It's three words. Hook them together. It's a compound word. And the song is called What's Been Going On, and it's a question directed directly at the powers that be who are trying to,
Control our lives, enslave us or kill us. They're very nice people. Thank you so much for the call. I hope people go check that out. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Rusty in Arkansas. Rusty, you with us? Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say hi, and thanks for the great job you're doing. I just wanted to ask, I know you guys have got a little time before you go up to New York mm-hmm. in the next couple of weeks, and I was just wondering, man, would you stay a little bit longer, give Alex a good break, or you have to go back?
I actually, listen, here's my deal. I am leaving right after the show on Thursday. I'm actually getting braces tomorrow by Alex's dad. Who knows how painful the Thursday show is going to be for me. But right after the show on Thursday, I'm driving across the country because I do have a wedding on the 31st of August. And, of course, Alex is going down to New York on September 10th, but he's going to be going down there. I'm going to be going down there. We're going to be showing our films Truth Rising and Fabled Enemies for free with WeAreChange.org, Luke Radowski, and others. So I wish I could stay. I'm looking to try to set up some kind of a little studio, a radio studio at my house, so I can continue to sub in for Alex when he wants to take off for events like this, which are completely effective. I mean, the DNC, how awesome is that? Or when he just wants to spend time with his family. I love doing the show. I love the audience. I love reaching people. And it's just really fun for me to sit here and talk about all these real things and talking to people that are aware of them and are willing to copy DVDs, are willing to, you know, go down to their city council board meeting and protest, are willing to stand up for truth and justice. And, it, you know, no matter how small your contribution, if you do contribute, you are an info warrior in my eyes. Anything else, Rusty?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm just want to congratulate you on your new movie coming out, Fabled Enemies. I look forward to watching it, as I have watched your other films as well. You just did a fantastic job. And I wanted to plug Tex Mars' site. I listened to Alex's show or Alex being on Texas show last week. And
mm-hmm.
I'd like everybody to go out to TexMars.com and listen to Alex's feed on there with Tex and a great sum up of 9/11 9/11
Truth.
Truth Rising, that's correct.
Yeah, and you know, Tex has been on a couple times in the last month. I'm a huge fan of Tex Mars. You can get Codex Magica and I believe it's Mysterious Monuments at Infowars.com right now and check out his body of work. As long as we also have, I think, American Gulags on DVD. It's pretty interesting stuff. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Chris in New Jersey. What's on your mind, Chris?
Hello. Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, Jason. Just wanted to say, you know, what's up? Just some ideas. I wanted to know if you could take Table Enemies on kind of like a nationwide tour. You know, advertise in the newspapers, maybe rent out a hotel room, maybe a movie theater, something of that sort. And, you know, just try to gather people in the same area together, you know, because I feel like that the movement is not
Well, it's
not
probably
really
going to happen. I mean, it happened with Loose Change, Second Edition. It happened with Loose Change, Final Cut. I've been all over the country. It's really up to people like you, man. I can't do it all. And I know theaters cost money. I know events cost money. Promotion costs money. And if people are willing to put up that money, I always give them the theater take. And basically, I make whatever I can off the DVDs and T-shirts. And, you know, they have to bring me out there, and I have to have the time to do it. But you're more than welcome to set up, you know, private screenings in your own home, in schools, in colleges, on public access. We try to make it available for as many people as possible, and I try to do what I can. But, you know, Alex is pretty dead on. If you spend too much time traveling, you're not able to put these projects together. I mean, this project took me a good 3-4 months to really piece together, and that's not even involving the writing or, you know, getting, you know, actually archiving the clips. That literally, you know, I was doing that while I was working on Loose Change Final Cut. So it's a very extensive process, and I hope I can travel around too. You can bet that you'll see me in places like Jersey, maybe Boston. You know, northeast corner's a lot easier for me because I can drive and I've got a car now, so it's a bit easier. Thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Robin in Ohio. Robin, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man? Appreciate your work, Jason.
Thank you,
sir. Hey, I got two things.
Okay.
If you're a Time Warner person, mm-hmm. you can go to the marketing department and get leased access. I think it's like $200 an hour, but you can buy time on Time Warner.
I've done it.
Secondarily, my contribution, I have a personalized tag on my car. It says WTC7, and below it's my InfoWars sticker, and I've had T-shirts printed up. I do what I can. I spread the word. I buy your guys' stuff, and I share it with everyone I can. So I'm trying to do what I can, bro. Just wanted to say hello.
Hey, man, just keep it up, and, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Wear a T-shirt. I do all the time. I was wearing my Obey Arnold T-shirt yesterday. I'm constantly wearing my Investigate 9/11 T-shirt. I actually had this cool cat over at a custom store. I think it's Nizo's Sweatshop. I'm going to plug that really quick. If you check that out, this guy, he posted it on my page, on my MySpace page a couple weeks ago, but he did me a custom Investigate 9/11 New Era hat with Info Warrior on the back. And, you know, everybody's doing something out there. And as long as you're just not listening, if you're doing what the last caller's doing, if you're showing your neighbors, if you're making copies of DVDs, if you're acting like a human being and interacting with the human populace, man, with humanity in general, you're making a difference. And I know that we can continue to do that. All right, let's jump to Judy in California. Judy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, am I on?
You are on.
Hi, Jason. Jason, I just want to encourage you also. I've been listening to the program now for about a year, mm-hmm. and I just want to really encourage, you know, I want to encourage the American people, even those of you that are skeptics and aren't quite sure about a lot of this material, to take a second look, to begin to get informed, to listen to politicians, you know, more carefully. I've been studying these issues probably for 15 years, and I come from a background that was very knowledgeable with respect to constitutional law and the basic foundational premise of our society. And I can honestly say that to all of those of you that are listening, Alex Jones and what he represents and what he's endeavoring to get the American people to do, which is to pay attention, which is to understand what's going on, which is to hold the politicians and statesmen accountable, and more important than anything else is to truly take accountable action and understand the foundational premises of our republic. Because, you know, what's happening in our society and what's happening with respect to
it's due to a complete lack of knowledge of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's due to pure ignorance and apathy. And I'm going to take more of your comments on the other side, Judy, so stick with us. Barton, Texas, Nathan, Indiana, and more when we come back. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I want to live to 103.
103 is forever when you're
just a little kid. All right, we back.
So
I'm Jason Burmis, filling in for Alex Jones through Thursday. Remember, Friday we're going to have a best of the DNC. Don't miss it. We'll probably even play some stuff that we didn't play on the radio previously. We have so much live footage that has been streamed from the DNC over at Infowars.com. You can go over there right now and watch some of the archive stuff and really see Alex on the scene. I mean, this is a revolutionary radio show. I mean, we've got people live at the DNC. We've got the protesters. We've got other Alex Jones radio shows that are taking place. We're showing you the anarchists. We're showing you the detention centers. This is not being covered on any of the other mainstream or otherwise shows. So going back to Judy in California, I'm going to let you finish up your point.
Appreciate that, Jason. So, Jason, I just wanted to encourage and thank both you and Alex a great, great deal, and encourage the American people, those that are in the know and those that think this is a little bit on the fringe, get informed, start paying attention, start reading, because these are very, very serious times, and these are extremely egregious and wicked people in high places. And then also I would like to say, for all the good people, all the people that want to live a good, clean, moral life, the Christians, the Jews, I myself am a Christian, and I believe that we should be good to our fellow man. We should do what is right, among other things. And I think it's incumbent upon us to hold people up that are walking in integrity and trying to do what's right, such as Mr. Jones and such as Mr. Burmese, and really pray for them, really pray that good will come, and that the people that are doing these horrible things or really be held accountable, because that's the one thing that will deal with them, is a high degree of accountability and informed citizenry. So
I'm with you. I thank you so much for the kind words, Judy. And, yeah, we do need to hold them accountable. I'm going to be going after these guys long after the Bush administration is out of office. We need to hold Cheney accountable. We need to hold Rumsfeld accountable. We need to hold Wolfowitz accountable. We even need to hold the puppet king, George W. Bush, who was nothing but a, you know, rich intelligence guy's kid, accountable for what he knew after the fact. We can't let these guys get away with it. I'm with you 100%. And again, thank you for those kind words. Let's jump to Bart in Texas. Bart, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I wanted to touch back for a second on this Malkin confrontation, because it kind of hits a sore spot with me.
Okay.
That I've just continually noticed that I want to talk about, is that the left and the leftists really do hate Alex Jones. And I see that I encounter this a lot in my own work with, you know, trying to spread this kind of information. And I see it as two primary things. One is Alex has really re-energized the entire patriot libertarian movement. And that is, you know, just on the face value, taking away from their organizations, you know,
it's
really brought the whole patriot resistor back into the forefront of things. And that's just sapping their movement. So, I mean, that's one end of the spectrum. And the other end of the spectrum is, if you read Lenin and you read about the way communism is supposed to be implemented, is that you have to vilify all other social movements. You have to destroy every other social movement so that your social movement is the only movement that has any real power or credibility. So, I mean, I'm not saying that it's this mastermind plot from the leftist faction, but it's really kind of this whole gambit of hate and strategy.
Well, hold on. How goofy is it that the guy that's supposedly leading this, you know, leftist, quote-unquote, anarchist group, dressed up like Mickey Mouse from Fantasia to, quote-unquote, levitate the mint? You know what I'm saying?
No, I completely agree. It's a clown costume. You know, Malkin loves to show up and get pictures of that, because that just reinforces the whole left-right paradigm, because then some guy out in California that's just middle America and buys into the whole, you know, smorgasbord of lies, looks at that and goes, my God, these people are absolute morons.
Absolutely, so I'm saying, absolutely.
Then if you share those views, you know, you must be an absolute moron.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really encourage people to do that, you know, break through that. You're not going to get through to the leaders, but do your best. Don't, and the other danger here is, don't allow them to suck us into the same cycle of confrontation with them. Our message is above that. We are really trying to have effective change, and the most effective change is not to allow them to polarize us. We have to break through their own conditioning.
I'm with you. Thank you so much for the call, Bart. We got a lot of work to do in this country. Luckily, Alex Jones is doing a lot of that work for us over at the DNC right now. Live streaming over at Infowars.com. If you missed any of this, you know, blockbuster broadcast, in about a half an hour, we're going to start restreaming over at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And if you want to see my pretty little face before I get braces tomorrow, check out PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds. And poets will rise again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land.
I ride a John Deere tractor.
All right, hopefully this is going to just cue right in. Oh, man, all right. My board today, it's gonna heal itself while Willie sings us a little.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds...
So I'm Jason Burmis. I'll be in through Thursday. Friday will be a best of the week. We're probably going to be playing some clips that didn't make the radio show, especially... If some things go down Thursday and the way they're looking, more and more is going down every single day. All right, we got a ton of callers, and like I said, I'd take them all. So let's jump to Nate in Indiana. Nate, what's on your mind? Oh, all right, that's all right. Let's go to Roger in Minnesota then. Roger, what's up?
Hey, Jason. Well, as everybody said, kudos to you. Great job. Great job to Alex. One question that I have, something that's intrigued me for quite some time, is with the assassination of several members of the Kennedy family, how can the living Kennedy family members endorse people like Obama and whatever? They have to have known what was behind their family members getting killed.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the graves of John Kennedy and John Kennedy Jr. I mean, if you watch JFK 2, The Bush Connection, It really lays out a case for George H.W. Bush's involvement in the assassination of Kennedy and this whole, you know, power struggle between that faction of, I guess you would quote unquote, the establishment and Joe Kennedy's faction. Now, after they killed John, they killed Robert right at the moment that he was going to win the Democratic nominee. I mean, it was at the California primary where he won. So, I mean, there's two dead bodies. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr. goes about as far as anybody on the left will. He's had, you know, Dylan, myself on the on his radio show. He's open to a lot of aspects of 9/11 truth. It's rather surprising. He's a rather good speaker, and who knows, maybe he's setting himself up to be, you know, running for president. I'm not sure. Ted Kennedy also, I mean, went through that whole Chappaquiddick thing and has been silent ever since. Basically, I think they give you a choice when you're at that establishment level. Go along or you're going to get killed. And
even with Caroline Kennedy, I mean, that was her own father, for God's sakes.
I hear you, man. But, I mean, just look at Jackie O. She kept quiet and tried to raise her kids under the radar. And, you know, she wasn't successful in, you know, letting them keep their hands off of John. I mean, he put out a mainstream magazine. He had a legitimate shot at the presidency. He had a legitimate shot of reopening the investigations into his uncle and father's murder, and then all of a sudden his plane goes down. Actually, the same guy that did JFK 2 did a John F. Kennedy Jr. documentary as well. His name's John Hankey. I've interviewed him. He's a hell of a researcher, but I think fear plays into it. Even on those establishment levels, not everybody is as righteous as you or me. You know what I'm saying?
But somebody like Caroline Kennedy, even though if it was fear was a motivating factor, they wouldn't kill her, I don't think, for not necessarily supporting Obama. So how can she do that when she knows what happened to her father? I just don't get it.
Well, you know, they're still stuck in these left-right politics. They probably see a lot of other things behind the scenes that we don't see. I'm sure that they are believers in the lesser of two evils. But, you know, to say that they wouldn't kill her, I don't think that they would put it past killing her. I could see a car accident. I thank you for the call. I don't think anybody is above these assassins' bullets, especially not a Kennedy or even Caroline Kennedy. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. All right, let's jump to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon. This is call Mr. Beckman, who may be listening, and if not, Mr. Beckman, tune in another 4 hours and re-catch the broadcast. But we need your help. We need you to prepare a presentation that we can direct at veterans jurors, because they understand the concept of defending our republic and the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, also, I'll say this. Hold on. There is quite a few presentations by Red Beckman already up at YouTube. So if you have internet access, you can see those.
Okay. What's the website?
If you just go to YouTube.com and you just type in Red Beckman, a few of his lectures are up in separate parts. I checked it out before he came on.
Well, also, there's a problem right now that the jury pools are being pre-screened by the government, and the juries are being loaded up with the spouses of police officers, government employees, and they're doing what they're told, and they're otherwise beholding to government. And also, the jurors are being asked by the judges if they will follow the law as the judge instructs. And if the juror says anything other than yes or indicates they would also judge the law, well, they're booted off the jury. And the judge never tells the jury that they judge not only the facts, but also the law.
Well, there's no doubt that our court system, especially in this country, is completely and totally rigged. And in light of a miracle, the average citizen doesn't really have that much of a chance against the state or the district attorney. I thank you for the call. We have to keep standing up for ourselves. You know, we just have to keep saying, well, you know, that's against the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And, yeah, there are a lot of corrupt judges out there. There are a lot of judges on the take. There are a lot of judges that are just pompous and just arrogant with power. That just speaks to the nature of the American citizen to me. You know, we feel a sense of entitlement, and when we're given power, we often abuse it. Why is that? All right, let's jump to Hal in Florida. Hal, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Jason, I would have liked to have asked this question of Red Beckman, but it's a problem that's being repeated thousands of times, literally daily, in this country, and it's a violation of law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm speaking of is violation of recording your voice without your permission. Like in Florida, where I am, it's a violation of Chapter 934.01, parentheses 4, to record your voice without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use the telephone any time nowadays, you are informed by a machine, and I'll call it a machine. It's a recorder. It's not a person. And so we'll just refer to it as a robot. This robot records you, my question is, can you be faced in court by a robot as your accuser, number one? And I have complained to AT&T about this. I've complained to Public Service Commission. I've complained to the Federal Communications Commission. I've even called a lawyer about it, and I get no satisfactory answer that they can get by recording your voice without your permission. And if they can do it with a machine, who am I going to charge with this third-class felony in violation of Florida law?
Well, they've eviscerated the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and I don't think that there is a law that says that this guy, that the computer can charge you. What they'll do is they'll say whatever computer that department belongs to. Now, you mentioned AT&T. About 6 months ago, there was a gentleman that blew the whistle on AT&T, saying that they had the secret room, and he was the IT professional that basically attended to that secret room where they were copying records of all phone conversations, all emails, whatsoever. It was thrown out of federal court. Now, he tried to sue them, and that was also thrown out with a Supreme Court decision. So, unfortunately, I would say you probably, in the system that it stands today, not the true Constitution and Bill of Rights system, you have little to no argument with this new national security apparatus, this new military-industrial complex that has literally taken over our country. And I'm not saying that's the right thing. I'm saying it's the complete wrong thing, and it's totally against the law. But until we bring these bastards that are doing this out in the open to justice and we reverse the decision by the Supreme Court, we have little to no recourse. I thank you for the call, Hal. Let's jump to Ken in New York. Ken, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Jason.
Yes.
Yes, this is Ken. I'm actually out on Long Island,
mm-hmm.
and I have to say that right now this is probably the most brainwashed area of the country.
It's pretty bad, man. I mean, I go to Long Island a lot, and, you know, it's all about blowouts and popped collars and some trendy bar where I'm going to spend $8 on a beer and $15 on a mixed drink, and people are totally gone from reality. It's all about going to the shore and the Hamptons and what car I drive and how much gel's in my hair. It's pretty sickening.
Yeah, it is. I mean, beyond the superficial nature of that, like you're saying, but I'm just saying, just like the working person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just don't. But I've also noticed lately that people are waking up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I think that in the city you see a lot more people waking up in Queens,
yes,
and in the Bronx,
definitely,
and in Brooklyn. It's because those people are working class people, and they don't have this aristocratic, elitist attitude. Man, you know, I went to school in upstate New York with a lot of friends from Long Island. Actually, when I take off on Thursday, I'm going to a Long Island wedding, you know, and, you know, my ex-girl's from Long Island. And they just are just on another level of non-reality. You kind of feel a sense of entitlement if you didn't grow up in Long Island and you're able to move there. Yeah, have you noticed that? They're like, oh, I live on Long Island now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, the newest thing on Long Island is the McMansion. Well, instead of building, like, communities where the average person can afford a house,
uh-huh,
for the last 10 years, all the contractors have been building, you know, they're buying a piece of property they used to put 50 houses on and putting 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, dude,
charge,
I go down to Ground
Zero. But a profit margin on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I'm down to Ground Zero, man. It's not for those Long Island creeps, although if they want to listen, they can. I mean, I'm not against people that are able to make it in this world and go out there, but the attitude, man, the elitist attitude of these people, it's something that's kind of unbelievable if you're not a New Yorker and you don't know it. I mean, I'm out in Texas. People really can't relate, but really, they treat you like you're less of a person. They send their kids to college in Eddie Bauer mobiles and,
yep,
you know, 2006 luxury sedans, and these kids have no grip on reality. They literally got like an 800 or 900 on their SAT. They're in a state school. They have no idea what they want in life. They leave college, and then they go and move back in with their parents most,
oh, yeah,
of the time. I mean, dude, it's a sick culture down there.
I know a lot of people who do that. I know people who have families because it's, you know, the fact of the matter is with all the people who are moving here, mm-hmm, for that McMansion thing, you know, people have made some money in the stock market or they became lawyers or whatever. Basically, I grew up on Long Island, and when I was a kid, we made things. We put a man on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, neighbors were engineers. My friend's father built his business by working nights building the Long Island Expressway so he, mm-hmm, could afford his own business. You know, people worked. They actually were people who were getting ahead in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all nothing but doctors and lawyers and bankers.
Well, absolutely. Well,
no,
we don't make anything in this
papers
country
for a living.
Yeah, there's no room for blue-collar workers in Long Island anymore unless you got your house 25 years ago. And
it's also an angle of brainwashing, too, because if you talk to older people, like I'm 43. I'm like right at the beginning of the Gen X generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I see my friends and people younger than me either leaving or finding it very difficult to make a living here.
Yeah. No, mine too, man. I mean, a lot of my friends, well, you know, a couple of them have paid a lot of money to go, again, live out in Queens or the Bronx, and they work into Manhattan. But, you know, their parents grew up in Long Island. They just can't afford it. And like you said, more and more elitists will move in there. What really bothers me there is, again, the willingness not to even look at this stuff. This is the problem. The apathetic, oh, well, you know what? I got a big screen television. I'm in a nice area. I drive a nice car. I could care less about politics. I don't need to tell you anything that isn't on CNN or MSNBC. That should be enough for you.
Oh, people are hooked.
They are.
The funny thing is I do find more people are listening now.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I find the people who are against it are even angrier when you say it. So it's almost like we're being polarized a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are people out there who maybe they didn't get angry, but they were afraid to just say anything.
Well, one of the great things about that area is at least you guys have WBAI that broadcasts pretty broad. And they're not the greatest. They're a little leftist, but they do broadcast a bit of the truth. I thank you for the call, Ken. I hope you call me later in the week. All right, let's jump to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hiya. Even though I didn't make it on time with Red Beckman, the thing I felt I thought was still good to say to you is about how much I just really couldn't help agreeing with Red Beckman about how we're supposed to be the enforcers of the Constitution, and I just wish I could get them in a lot of the churches to realize that, because I've been trying to wake them up in a few churches.
The problem is that we're in a society that feels like it's entitled to something. They don't understand that without actual citizens knowing about, understanding, and defending the Constitution and Bill of Rights, we're going to have nothing but tyranny in this country.
And the thing I was going to say about the response, the thing I can only remember the response of one of them for sure, you know, saying stuff like, Christianity isn't supposed to be a political movement. It's a spiritual movement, and other kind of Christian rationalizations that, you know, they can come up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you for the call, Tim, and I'm upset with the slave class that is the supposed, you know, citizenship of America. That's what we are. We're disgusting, lazy slaves, and that's not all of us, but it's the majority of us. I'm guilty of it, too, at times. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, I'll probably sit down when I get home and watch some Simpsons I missed or some Family Guy or catch up on my Yankees when I get home, but that's all secondary. That's maybe even third. It's not primary. My primary concern is my family and my friends, and in order to protect them and protect myself, I have to inform myself every day of what's really going on in the world. I have to look at all angles, and I feel like I've got a better chance of survival and a better chance of living in a constitutional republic if I share that information with those friends and families and even perfect strangers and this great audience. All right, let's jump to Tony in Canada. Tony, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm just seeing right now on CNN that they're reporting there's a glitch with the FAA. Are you guys seeing that?
I don't have CNN in front of me. Why don't you tell me what they're talking about?
They're not sure exactly yet, but it's just saying that there's a problem with the information going through and they can't have any contact with the planes.
You're telling me that all FAA communication in this country is shut down right now, and they can't communicate with commercial airliners?
I'm not going to say that's 100% certain, but that's just what I'm reading here is what it sounds like.
Wow. Well, let me jump to CNN.com right now and see if that is, in fact, the case, if that is being reported. That would be a huge story. That's reckless. I mean, we could have planes running into each other. I mean, that is an essential service, and I hope that you're wrong. That could cause, breaking news. Well, that's FAA computer problems causing delays. All right, so that might not be quite as serious as it's being shut down. Let's see. It's still loading. Sorry, folks. All right, communication problems at the Federal Aviation Administration facility that processes flight plans were causing flight delays at airports across the United States Tuesday afternoon, the administration said. The facility south of Atlanta is having problems processing data, requiring that all flight plan information be processed through a facility in Salt Lake City, Utah. So I guess they are communicating somewhat with planes. The two facilities process all flight plans for commercial and general aviation flights in the United States, the FAA said. The FAA said there are no radar outages. That's good. and said they have not lost contact with any planes. Okay, also good.
Okay, so all right. Not bad then. Sorry. No,
that's all right. Hey, you know, that's why we like this cutting-edge news. That's why we do it off the cuff. We check our sources before we actually say any of this stuff. And I'm glad that you called. Thanks for the call, Tony. I want to remind people that this is a four-hour radio broadcast, and we have covered a lot today. We had Red Beckman, a legend in the Patriot movement. We had Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com on. We aired some of Alex's interview in a mock White House earlier, right off of the mainstream mainline networks over in Denver. And, of course, Alex himself called in. So we're breaking new ground here. You know, we're doing live video streams for free at Infowars.com. We're launching movies. Fabled Enemies is on the way. It's about to hit PrisonPlanet.tv in only, let's say, the 25th or 26th? 6 days? I'm excited. And we're going to be shipping DVDs September 1st. Be your first to order it over at Infowars.com. I worked hard on this film. I want people to see it. I want it to get out. I want it to bring even more people into the 9/11 truth movement because Lord knows we need it. We'll be back in the final segment. This is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, the rebroadcast begins in only 5 minutes over at Infowars.com, so if you missed any of the other 4 hours, action-packed. Malkin versus Jones at the DNC. Jones live from the DNC. Michael Rivero, Red Beckman, your calls, and more. All right, we got a couple callers still on the line. I promised I'd take them, so in the last couple minutes, let's go to Frank in California. What's on your mind, Frank?
Talk to you. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you guys. God bless Alex doing his work. I just want to weigh in real quick. We got to stop playing this game, the right and the left.
Mm-hmm.
These political parties have been hijacked by these globalists. They're New World Order puppets, and it's a distraction to what really needs to happen in this country. So thank goodness you guys are exposing this, because you do not see this media give us any resemblance of the truth.
Absolutely
not. And somebody has to do it.
No, no. They're always trying to get you stuck into conservative or liberal, left or right, Democrat or Republican. And, you know, they tried to attack Corsi as a right-winger when he went after Obama. And he's like, look, man, I'm voting Chuck Baldwin. I don't know what you're talking about. It's pretty funny that he kind of denied 9/11 truth right there, and he's voting for the 9/11 truth candidate. But it shows he's hip, and he's just trying to sell a couple books. You know, he knows what's going on. But more and more people not only have to know what's going on, they have to make it acceptable to talk about and say, man, you're voting Democrat or Republican, you're part of the problem.
No better. This is a guy that is a New World Order puppet. He has basically committed treason against this country. And these are the people. You don't think Barack Obama is some type of prophet, which is the biggest misconception that you have in today's media. But we're brainwashed idiots in this country.
Oh, yeah.
The majority of Americans
vote for,
are brainwashed.
Yeah, it's change you can vote for. There'll be no change other than that appearance that Democrats are in, Republicans are not. The same elitists are behind him. You can tell from his global world order speech out in Berlin. Thank you very much, Frank. He literally said, again, global citizenship. You will do more, not less, in the future. And we're global citizens, folks. We're part of this world, this one world, and this new world order they're trying to create. Well, I'm not going to be a part of that. And I'm going to do everything in my living, waking bones to oppose it. All right. Last caller. Let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, what's on your mind? Still there, Chris?
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
I can hear me.
I can hear you. Ah, oh, we dropped him. All right, well, you try to take that final call. I guess I'll just plug my little film, Fabled Enemies. It's coming out August 31st. I know I've been just a rush with the plugs, but I really believe in this film. I really think that it can make a difference. I really think that it's a good answer to the NIST report. I have a whole chapter on Building 7. I have a whole chapter on the anthrax attacks, okay? I get into the shadow government like no other. There will be no denial that there is a shadow government after this film. And I promise you that. I mean, continuity government is commonplace. It's talked about openly at hearings. It's just that when you use the term shadow government, most people want to believe that you're wearing a tinfoil hat and it doesn't exist. Because our globalist masters are supposed to love us and protect us and want to help us. They'd never lie to us. Well, unfortunately, that is just not the case. They constantly lie to us. They constantly propagate to us. They constantly try to take away our living conditions, our freedoms. They're blowing out the housing market. They're going to take your home. They're blowing out the banking market. They're going to take your money. What are you going to do? Well, I suggest you arm yourself in this info war with information first, then educate others, then prepare yourself. Get into hard assets like gold and silver. Get our films. Get Freedom to Fascism. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Martial Law. Get Loose Change. And please get Fabled Enemies this week. Remember, we ship it September 1st, and it will be available online August 31st. Retransmission in less than 60 seconds. I want to thank Alex Jones again for giving me this opportunity. All week I'll be with you. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. A day.